It's time for the Canadian Baseball Network podcast with your host, Dustin Saraceni.
Welcome back to the Canadian Baseball Network podcast. I'm Dustin Saraceni. Thanks for stopping by. And today, I wanted to show you guys an interview I did just over a year ago with the man himself, Bob Elliott. Now, this was around the time where Bob was going to be enshrined into the Baseball Hall of Fame, so we talk a bit about that and what that meant to him. We also got to talking about some of his family history, his favorite moments as a writer, and as you can guess, he had a lot of things to say about his journey and why he loves the game of baseball. So, listen in on our conversation and enjoy.
What was your reaction when I say first Canadian journalist in the Baseball Hall of Fame?
It's very humbling, and it's very, there's a lot better guys than I, for sure. It's just, I don't know, the luck of the draw or whatever. It was just, I guess over the years I didn't make that many enemies amongst the voters, I guess.
But one of the main things is that you're also inducted into the Canadian Hall of Fame now, coming up in June.
Well, Alan Simpson, he was the first writer to be involved. And the difference between the Canadian Hall of Fame and the one in Cooperstown, they don't put like Tom Cheeks in St. Mary's, Dave Van Horn, the Expo broadcasters in St. Mary's. And I don't think I'm being honored for my game story on my lead on the game story of one 143rd game of the 1989 season. I think it's maybe for using my pulpit, to spread the gospel and maybe promote Canadian kids. I mean, I wrote a lot about Canadian kids, but I don't think I wrote about anybody who didn't deserve it. I mean, they didn't get a scholarship because of anything I wrote. I wrote about when they got a scholarship or when they got promoted from AA to AAA. And so it's very satisfying.
And you're not the only Hall of Famer in your family. Your grandpa Ed is in the Hockey Hall of Fame as a referee, and your dad is a curling legend. How much did they influence you growing up?
My father was a big influence. He was very interested in football. He was very interested in baseball, very interested in curling. But I think what he showed me a passion for the game and a competitiveness for the game. I was a Pee Wee All-Star as a second baseman and an outfielder as a bantam playing for Donnie Gilmore, Dougie's father, at Kings Court Little League in Kingston. But what he did was he gave me a love of the game, and I guess, yeah, we're all three are in the Hall of Fame, but two were for athletic achievements. And I just sat and watched the games. I really didn't do anything athletically.
After learning a few things and getting Bob's reaction to his Hall of Fame induction, I wanted to switch it up and talk about certain moments he had been a part of during his illustrious career. He had a difficult time narrowing down his overall favorite moment as a writer, but he did share some incredible stories.
And you were there for kind of the fall of the Expos and the 92-93 World Series Blue Jays wins. Is there a favorite moment that you can take out in your baseball writing history?
Well, everybody says it must be the 92-93 Blue Jays, but it really wasn't because it was so stressful. Like the paper heads, I mean, not from the sense of covering the game, but, you know, we did 20 pages, 24 pages a day on it, and it would be like, you know, somebody'd run up in the seventh inning, why did Gruber miss those six games in April? And you'd have to tell them, and you'd get distracted, and somebody said, well, why are they always asking you? And I said, I guess I'm the only one dopey enough not to say, take a hike, I'm busy writing, you know, ask somebody else. But I think the favorite moment for me personally, career-wise, it would be 1981, covering the Expos, and Charlie Lee pitched a no-hitter, second game of a doubleheader against the Giants. He walked seven guys, and he had two guys on in the eighth, and he 2-0 game, that's not a lot of cushion. And he got out of it, and anyways, it was Mother's Day, and I was the only guy to phone his mother, and she had the great line, well, my daughter gave me chocolates, and my oldest son gave me flowers, but the best gift of all was from Charles. It was a family in Memphis, so that was good. But I think personally, you know, you have to take the fan out of it, or you can't do your job. Right. So I think the greatest moment from a personal aspect would be 2006 at in Phoenix in the World Baseball Classic, and you know, it's 5 days before the thing starts, and I'm telling Ernie Witt, what are you doing starting Adam Lowe and who'd never pitched, never thrown a pitch at Double A. What are you doing throwing him against five guys? You know, Jeter was there. I think Clemens didn't pitch, but they had five guys who probably going to go in the Hall of Fame. And Griffey was there. And, you know, because originally they were going to start Eric Bedard. Mm-hmm. And they flipped it. Anyways, Adam Stern has a great game and a home run, inside the park home run, triple, great catch. Diving in center field, great catch against the wall when it was 8-6 off Chase Utley. And that was probably the proudest moment as a Canadian. Like a couple of guys from USA Today asked me what it was like. I said, it's as big as Paul Henderson scoring. Now, the problem was, which the office told me, Cuba was playing Puerto Rico or the Dominican, and by the time the Sportsnet feed came on in Ontario, it was already 5-0 Canada, apparently, because they thought the game went into extras or something. I mean, the rest of the country got to see it, and it was great. And I was at the Olympic in 2004 in Athens, and that was pretty exciting. They had a lead going into the seventh inning, and then Kevin Nicholson came up and he hit one, and the third baseman hung his head, and it looked like it was gone, and the wind picked up, and the guy caught the ball right up against the fence. That would have been a game-tying home run. And then they would have played if they'd have beaten, because the week before in Italy, I was there, and they beat the Cubans. So, and that's like Canada-Cuba is like Canada-Russia in hockey. I mean, they're elbowing everybody and cracking the catcher. In those days, you could do that. Mm-hmm. And a general dislike between the two countries. And I thought if they'd have won, they would have played Australia, and they would have had a wonderful chance for a gold medal, which would have been great for baseball in Canada.
So what I'm guessing is that it's hard to kind of boil down one favorite moment of yours, right? You've been around, you've pretty much seen it all.
Well, we could, you know, if you give me a year or something. I remember, so the night they win the 93 World Series, we had assignments, so I'm supposed to do the MVP. So they hadn't announced it yet, but my guess was it was going to be Molitor. So Molitor scored ahead of Carter, and I just watched him. And he'd been in, so this is 11 years after he was in the 82 World Series, and he came here to be in the World Series. And so as soon as everybody went to Carter, they all went to Molitor. It wasn't like Cito, it wasn't like anybody else. They were just so happy for the guy, and he was crying, and you just could not be helped being moved by that. And I remember walking downstairs with a hockey guy, and I said, could you get that, you know, they were down a run, Carter hit a three-run walk-off. I said, could you get that at Maple Leaf Gardens? He said, yeah, it's just like an overtime goal. I said, no, they were down. You wouldn't, if you were down, you wouldn't go to overtime. Mm-hmm. So I think the other thing my father impressed upon me is that baseball is the fairest game of them all. You know, like football, you could double team the middle linebacker, or double team a guard, or basketball, you could double team the hotshot guy with all the 3 points. But it's just the hitter against the pitcher. There's nobody. You know, Roger Clemens gets to Bob Gibson, whomever gets to their balance point. There's nobody pushing them off, and there's nobody holding the guy's bat when he swings. It's just hitter against pitcher.
And it's a game that you sometimes have to come to love. You have to come to appreciate. A lot of people, their first couple of times going to a ball game, they don't understand or don't truly know what's going on in the background of the baseball game, because there's a lot more than just face value, right?
Yeah, and the thing I think I enjoy about it, I know the final night at the Olympic Stadium, I was talking to a guy, and the guy was crying, and He said, we couldn't afford to come in 81 when the Expos were in the playoffs, but my father went and borrowed the money to buy tickets. And I'll never forget those days. Like, I would sit with my father and I'd say, Dad, why do they call it a fair pole? Yeah, a foul pole if he hits it and it's fair. And Dad, why do they do this? He says, you can't go to a hockey game and talk like that. I mean, maybe you could go to a junior game or maybe a midget game, but now they play the music so loud. I've been to a couple of Raptors games. It was like a disco. You couldn't even talk. What'd you say? You know, yeah. You could not even carry on a conversation. So, I mean, you can't do it in a movie. You know, it's quality time. Like, yeah, like I've been to Cooperstown. We have meetings there in January, every other year, and you can go walking through the halls and you'll see a guy standing there, reading a plaque and crying, or looking at an exhibit like one of these here and crying and. You know, so finally, I asked a guy, I waited and waited and waited, and I said, what was so upsetting or moving about that? And he said, well, that guy there, he played in the game that my father, the first game that my father took me to in Philadelphia. And I just started reading, and then we got to the year that we went. My father took me to the game, and I started thinking about my father, and I started crying. I wasn't crying about it wasn't so emotional that I was reading, you know, how many home runs this guy hit. I don't even know who the guy was. Right. It could have been Mike Schmidt. I don't know who it was, but it was a Philadelphia player. Anyways, that's how baseball kind of transcends, I think, more so than the other games.